Yo, it's your boy, your brother, your friend, once again, in the building. And you already know, guys, it's time for another segment of the Young Fire Podcast, powered by Speak Fire. Yeah, man. You already know, guys, welcome back to another week, another segment of the Young Fire Podcast. I hope y'all been rocking with your boy still through the month of July as we go through this series, Young Fire. This series has really been making me think, man, like, we really have this epidemic going on. Like, it's a regular occurrence now that we're seeing young fathers become fathers in high school still. Man, so without further ado, you already know, guys, I hope you're gleaning some information and tips and nuggets from this series, rather, and that we're going to continue to keep it rocking and keep it going forward with this week. Going to be talking about abandonment. So sit tight, buckle in, lean in. We about to get in. Let's go.
Hey, yo, guys, welcome back to another segment of the Young Fire Podcast. And as you heard me state earlier, man, in the intro, we're talking about abandonment today, man. Okay. Like, with this segment, guys, this week is going to be a little shorter than my previous segments, only because I want to challenge you on a couple of fronts, all right? The first front, I want to challenge you to go back, because I think around this time last year, maybe late spring, early summer, I did a series, on fatherlessness, okay? And I'm challenging you to go back and listen to that entire segment of fatherlessness, because I want to take you back. I want to take you back to how it felt when you yourself dealt with that and how it felt, okay? So that's challenge number one. Go back and listen to the fatherless series from last year. And here's the second part of the challenge, okay? This whole thing is dark territory for you. And I say dark territory because you've never been here before. You don't know how this is going to play out. This is brand new to you. You're still a child yourself. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I need you to step up, man up. Okay. I want to challenge you to get, you know how it felt, right? Okay. You know how it felt being young and growing up, not having your father around, period. You know how it felt like. And my thing is, you may have the mindset, well, you know, my dad wasn't there for me, so, you know, I ain't gonna be there for my kid, you know.
No.
That needs to stop right here, right now. Like, that's not the mindset to carry. You don't want to continue to perpetuate that. You don't want to continue that on. You want that cycle to be broken with you. So whether you and the young lady that you decided to get with, whether you guys are still on good terms or not, or if she flipped the script or whatever have you, I need you to swallow whatever beef y'all have and say, you know what? I gotta make this work. Or if you guys don't have beef, you're like, hey, regardless of where we are, whether we're together or not, things might be good now, but hey, if things go south, I need us to still be mature enough to be cordial, and I need you to still allow me to have the right, because it's a right to be in my child's life. I still want you to give me that right, the parental right to be a father to my child, because you want to break that cycle. You know, you were like, for me, for example, I'm sure you guys heard it. If you listened before, you've heard it. You know, I grew up basically fatherless because I knew my dad. He knew me. You know, I loved him. He loved me, but he wasn't present. My father was a Marine. He was a Vietnam War vet. Fought in Vietnam. He was a sharpshooter, honorable discharge. He saw some things over there in Vietnam. He had to even kill kids. So he was jaded mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, the whole nine. Like, And I didn't understand a lot of that until after he passed. So I would go over there on the weekends if he was there, you know, and just be there. He was present. He was watching the game. We'll chat here and there. But for that ideal father that we all, you know, we see it in the movies or in the TV shows, the ideal dad, you know, he wasn't that ideal dad. He wasn't even a piece of that ideal dad, honestly. But my thing was, I knew him and he knew me. And I knew that growing up, I didn't want to pass that down to my children. Like, I didn't want to pass down toxic masculinity and brokenness, because that's what it was. And my dad's dad, my grandfather, World War II vet. He fought in World War II. He probably seen some things and been through some things himself. He didn't, you know, how to deal and how to be a dad. So he only passed down what he knew, which was brokenness and toxicity. My dad, brokenness and toxicity. My dad was a smoker. He smoked cigarettes. He drank, I guess, to deal with, you know, what he went through in Vietnam. And he was a skirt chaser. My dad almost never met a pair of legs he didn't like. And so I knew, for me, I'm like, yo, I didn't want that to be my life. And most importantly, I knew how that thing felt. I knew how it felt to want to do things with your dad and not being able to because he wasn't around. Because, oh, he had better things to do. You know, it's like, that stuff hurts. And not only does it hurt, but you carry that thing with you wherever you go. You carry that thing with you the rest of your days. But we have to understand this, that, hey, we have the power now as fathers. And I'm challenging you. This is my challenge. I'm challenging you as a father. Like, be present. Like, be the one that breaks the cycle. Be the one that breaks the cycle of abandonment. Sure, your dad abandoned you. But that doesn't give you the right to abandon your child. Because after all, that child did not ask to be here. That child didn't say, hey, I would like you to be my dad. I want to be here. No, that child didn't ask to be here. And it surely didn't ask to be your child. But I'm challenging you right now. Break the cycle. Be present. Do all that you can. Even if you have to go through the courts. If you and baby girl not getting along, y'all not seeing eye to eye, y'all being too immature high school students, kids, it's going to happen. If you got to go through the courts, or if you got to go through your mutual parents, like, yo, y'all need to get this together because she ain't not acting right. She not letting me be a part of my child's life because I don't want her anymore. And I get it. That's where a lot of this stuff stems from. That's where it happens. But you need to fight to be a part of your child's life. And I challenge you to the point where I'm like, look, when you lay down tonight to go sleep, whether you your child is on the way or already here, lay down tonight. So shut off your phone. You don't want to be distracted by no notifications of TikTok or Instagram or Snapchat or whatever. You don't want no distractions. Turn your phone off. Power it off for a few minutes, 5 or 10 minutes. Turn your TV off and just lay there. And reconnect with that young man inside you, that 6 or 7 year old inside of you that dealt with that father not being there. And I want you to sit there and simmer and sizzle in that feeling of how that felt. How you felt sad. How you will watch other, like your friends, and watch them with their fathers hang out, spend time. You felt some kind of way. Take yourself back to that moment or those moments, plural. May have been more than one moment, like, hey, but take yourself back there and see how it felt. And then ask yourself, do I want my child, my son or daughter, to have this feeling that I feel towards my dad? Do I want them to feel that way about me? And if the answer is no, which reasonably it should be, understand that the ball is in your court to do something different. Break the cycle. Change direction. Don't abandon your child. And not only does the abandonment feel horrible, but do you know the possible disdain and hatred possibly your child will have towards you? Like, just like you have, you may have towards your father, or the carelessness that you have towards him. You may have that, but you don't want your child to have that towards you. So you don't want to abandon them. Change direction, guys. Okay? I really want you to do that. Like, cut your phone off and just lay down. Revisit that child. Revisit your inner child and see how that felt. And make the decision to not abandon your child. And also go back and listen to the series of fatherlessness that I covered this time last year. And take note. All right, guys. Think about that. You already know, guys. Until next time, deuces.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.